Grocery behemoth Woolworths has recently announced that they are expanding their services to incorporate healthcare. Now, in this hypothetical utopia, you'll be able to make a same-day virtual appointment with a doctor, nutritionist or dietitian, or maybe a free virtual consultation with a naturopath. And why this might seem awesome, there'll be advantages for some people. A supermarket getting into healthcare is naturally going to raise some questions. Questions that I'm asking now of John Wardle, who's Professor of Public Health at Southern Cross. John has recently co-authored a piece for The Conversation about this very topic, and he joins us now to dive into it a bit more. Welcome, John. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Good morning, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Should I be afraid of our overlords here now not only controlling our food but getting into our healthcare?
Yeah, look, I don't think we should be afraid, but we should certainly be mindful and critical and sort of call for transparency over how they're actually going to achieve this.
Yes.
So, look, the model, it is quite innovative. It's actually the kind of model that we have suggested previously and governments have suggested previously. It's just a bit... it's just a bit different when, you know, Australia's third or fourth largest company by revenue, which controls not just the health portal, but the foods, the medicines, the supplements that may be prescribed in a vertical integrated manner, is doing this one stop shop phenomenon. So it's the same sort of issues we would expect a pharmacist to actually be putting the patient first when they're recommending one product over another that they're selling.
Of course,
this just takes that on a much grander scale, and I just don't think the policies and regulations have caught up with that yet.
Yeah, well, you've talked about Woolworths being a prescriber and provider of medications and food, and that this could be a possible conflict of interest. But this sort of model has been one that's been in place in other countries where supermarkets have provided similar services. How's it worked out there?
Yeah, look, it has worked well in some countries, and in many ways it's a similar model to what we have here. It's not that dissimilar to what would see most naturopaths have their own in-house dispensaries. Most pharmacists have their own in-house dispensaries as well, but they don't have them on this scale, and they don't have them with that one-stop shop and that sort of market control and power. And this is something that we see in the food sector, for example. There are rules around making sure that people have access to fresh, foods and produce, and that Coles and Woolworths don't abuse their market power in that situation. And we just need to make sure those same sorts of rules are here, because this is, really Australia's third or fourth largest company by revenue. This is a massive, a massive company actually moving into this space, and it does have the potential to dominate the sector. And if it is going to be a very, very big player in the sector, we need to just make sure that there's fairness, there's transparency, and there's any potential conflicts of interest, and they are potential, are appropriately managed, just as we would expect them to be managed for any smaller clinic or practitioner.
Yeah, well, so the doctors and dietitians are going to be employed through partner networks, while the naturopaths there will be employed by Woolworths themselves under this proposed model. What safeguards would you like Woolworths to have in place to ensure that they're hiring people who can provide quality care to the public?
Yeah, look, I think naturopaths are an unregulated profession. They, most practitioners in Australia do have a 4-year or more university degree in naturopathy, but that's not always guaranteed. So making sure they have those hiring practices in place. One of the key issues we actually noticed with the naturopathic appointments is they are 15 minutes. And most naturopathic appointments in Australia don't focus on supplements. It's, one of not even in the top five of things that they actually do for their patients. Most of it's diet, most of it's lifestyle, most of it's that preventive medicine angle. And is 15 minutes going to be long enough? And if it's not long enough, is there going to be an option to actually refer not just to a naturopath for a longer appointment, but, because there are three different companies involved in the dietitians, the GPs and the naturopaths, how are these guys going to talk to each other to actually make sure that people have good multidisciplinary care, or is it just going to further fragment their care? So knowing how these groups work together, knowing how we, as patients can actually go to these groups, and if we do need additional services, some of which might not be in that Woolworths portal, is that sort of system adequately and appropriately managed? That's the sort of thing that we're really wanting to see more information about, I guess.
And I guess another thing that we need to think about too is the impact on the public health system if private companies like Woolworths start providing healthcare options.
Yeah, and look, in reality, every GP in Australia is a small business owner. That's the way that the health system works. It's a small business owner that charges the government through Medicare. And look, that is... not a model that has caused a lot of problems. The real issue that we have is if we've got these big, these very, very big and very, very large portals and very, very large companies, and we see this in corporate healthcare more generally, happening, is it actually going to be separating that sector from the broader health sector? Is there going to be increased regulation, or are these companies going to try and sort of keep everything within their system? And keeping everything within their system, that's when you sort of break down multidisciplinary care. That's when you actually start to create problems. And that's when, people actually want to have choice of their own practitioners. They want their practitioners to talk to each other, and they want their practitioners to provide independent advice. And we just need to make sure that those rules are in place for an initiative like this.
And I suppose also at the very least their waiting rooms will be able to have somebody to fob off all that fake Lego they're trying to give me that I don't want. But before I let you go, I mean, this is still in the planning stage at the moment. If it were to happen, sort of what would be sort of like the estimated time frame on all of this?
Oh, look, I think they're almost ready to press go now. When I look at the website and the portal, you can already make an appointment with a naturopath. And there's already a lot of information up there, and the details are quite available. So, as I said, it's not a bad initiative. I think one of the things we need to remember is that these are the sorts of things that the public have been asking for ages. They got a taste of telehealth in the pandemic, and they liked it, and they want to keep going. The public, want to have access to a same-day practitioner, and that's really, really difficult in many circumstances. And they want extra practitioner types like dietitians and naturopaths as readily available as GPs. So I think, one of the things we need to, think about is the government's slowness to innovate means that big companies like Woolworths jump in and fill that market gap. So yeah. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It just can be a bad thing that's not appropriately managed.
John Wardle, Professor of Public Health at the Southern Cross University, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER to discuss the future of healthcare.
Wonderful. Thanks, Denny.
Here's a bit of Rum Tum now. This one's called Vapor Sun. Is that appropriate to finish a story about healthcare and then play a song by a band called Rum Tum? For more inappropriateness, keep it locked on 2SER.